This is KUT. Five Austin City Council District seats are up for grabs this November. While every incumbent is running to defend his or her post, nearly a dozen new and some former opponents are hoping for an upset. In a series we're calling More Than a Yard Sign, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey will introduce us to the council candidates. Our first round starts in District 2. If you live in Southeast Austin, listen up. This is your fight, and we even have a real fighter.
Would that represent the quickness with which you approve things on city council?
I guess it would represent the efficiency and the timing that I would do it with.
27-year-old Casey Ramos is a professional boxer, and the district he might represent is one of Austin's poorest. Nearly a third of residents do not have health insurance. It also has the highest percentage of Hispanic residents.
District 2, I guess describing it in one word would be proud.
Ramos was born and raised in District 2.
And that's, I believe, the keen advantage that I have over both competitors.
But a birthplace is one thing. Then there are the issues. What does Ramos, as a candidate for council, think is District 2's biggest issue?
Unbridled development is going on right now in our district. I mean, anywhere and everywhere in our district that's being developed, there's pretty much zero affordable housing that's coming up.
It might seem like a stretch, but Ramos says years of professional boxing have prepared him for the grueling work of a council member.
Remaining calm under pressure is the biggest thing I can say.
I would say that he lacks the experience.
Enter the incumbent.
Hi, my name is Delia Garza, and I'm the Austin City Council member for District 2, which is South and Southeast Austin.
A former firefighter and assistant attorney general, Garza handedly won her seat in 2014, garnering nearly 66% of the vote. At a frozen yogurt shop in her district.
I have vanilla, strawberry cheesecake.
Garza and I talk about how she spent her time on council. Her big focus, affordability. In April, Garza asked city staff to see if they could use money from a 2013 bond to build permanent affordable housing for the middle class.
We ran numbers that show that even, you know, two working parents, that I think 100% MFI for a family.
That's median family income.
For a family of four is $72,000. And so if you have two parents making that, you almost have to have perfect credit, no debt, to be able to purchase the median price of a home here.
Garza said she plans to continue this work. But first, she's got to win again. And in addition to Ramos, she's got one more guy to beat. Any thoughts about Wesley?
I don't know him very well.
Hi, my name is Wesley Faulkner, and I'm running for Austin City Council, District 2.
Wesley, give me your spiel.
We need some creative solutions for some of the problems that we have in District 2.
He says, like, traffic and low incomes. So what's one idea?
There aren't many knowledge worker jobs in our area. Enticing those companies to set up HQ headquarters and offices in Southeast Austin will go a long way into letting people live where they work and not having to leave the district.
And while Faulkner does not speak Spanish, remember District 2 is the city's most Hispanic district. That, he says, should not matter.
You have to understand the problems to represent the area.
If you live in District 2, you'll see the names of Ramos, Faulkner, and Garza on your ballot. Down the ballot, of course. Early voting begins October 24th. Election day is November 8th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.